Today's our annual church meeting, and I will be giving a perspective where we are as a church with our mission. But first, here is Robert Ash with our reading from Matthew 22.
Once more, Jesus spoke to them in parables, saying, "The kingdom of heaven may be compared to a king who gave a wedding banquet for his son. He sent his slaves to call those who had been invited to the wedding banquet, but they would not come. Again, he sent other slaves, saying, 'Tell those who have been invited, look, I have prepared my dinner, my oxen and my fat calves have been slaughtered, and everything is ready. Come to the wedding banquet.' But they made light of it and went away, one to his farm, another to his business, while the rest seized their slaves, maltreated them, and killed them. The king was enraged. He sent his troops, destroyed those murderers, and burned their city. Then he said to his slaves, 'The wedding is ready, but those invited were not worthy. Go therefore into the main streets and invite everyone you find to the wedding banquet.' Those slaves went out into the streets and gathered all who they found, both good and bad, so the wedding hall was filled with guests. But when the king came in to see the guests, he noticed a man there who was not wearing a wedding robe, and he said to him, 'Friend, how did you get in here without a wedding robe?' And he was speechless. Then the king said to the attendants, 'Bind him hand and foot, and throw him into the outer darkness, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. For many are called, but few are chosen.' This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The kingdom of God is like a wedding. Everyone loves a wedding. Of course, this year hasn't been great for weddings. I've only conducted one, and then we were invited to a few, but we couldn't go. Edda and I love reminiscing about our own wedding day more than 26 years ago. It was a beautiful celebration, and it was so important for us to celebrate the beginning of our marriage covenant together with our family and our friends. And so that is what's so shocking about this story that Jesus tells. This is not any old wedding, it is a royal wedding. But one after the other, the guests cry off. But even worse, they're not simply indifferent, but they become actively hostile to those who come and implore them to attend. Of course, it's important to read Jesus' parables in their original context. Jesus is speaking to the religious elite of his day. The king sends his son, Jesus Christ, a magnificent wedding of heaven and earth. But those who should have recognized him rejected him. The Bible starts with a wedding, Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden. Jesus' public ministry begins with a miracle at a wedding, the wine miracle. Please don't tell me that God's a spoilsport. And all of history will culminate in this glorious royal celestial wedding, when Jesus the bridegroom will welcome his bride, the church. Life isn't easy at the moment. Yesterday was World Mental Health Day. And in our recent community survey, by the way, the results will be published in the November edition of Denham Parish News, themes such as anxiety and mental health have been rated as critical issues. And so let's continue to support one another and remind one another that, yes, we are going through a dark tunnel, but we will come out the other end. We have something good to look forward to. And that is the fundamental Christian attitude to life. No, this world is not the best of all possible worlds, but we have a God who has walked in our shoes and walks with us. And the best is yet to come. The guarantee of that is Jesus Christ, who on the cross has overcome darkness, sin, sickness, and death. He's alive and he's among us. "I am the way, the truth, and the life," he says to Thomas. "No one comes to the Father except through me." No one can take this hope from us. No coronavirus crisis, not even death. And when we come together to pray and to worship and learn from Jesus as we do today, it's a little foretaste of heaven, because this bridegroom is already among us by his Spirit. When we turn our eyes upon Jesus, as the old chorus goes, the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. My friend Bill, who was a worship leader, loved this song, and he now sings it in heaven. So let's make sure we get dressed for this wedding party, so that the king won't say to us, "My friend, how did you get in here with these rags?" But maybe you're asking, how can I be sure I will wear the right clothes? Well, it's really good to know that at these big Middle Eastern weddings, the host would have provided glorious wedding clothes for the guests, much as bridesmaids are often given beautiful dresses today. Galatians 3, verse 27 says this: "As many of you as were baptized into Christ have clothed yourselves with Christ." The bridegroom who invites me is also providing the wedding clothes. He even is our glorious wedding dress. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Have you heard this wedding invitation? Have you received these glorious wedding clothes? Are you putting them on every day? Are you following Jesus? And while we wait for this wedding day, we have a job to do. The king in our parable sends his servant out into the streets to invite everyone, the good and the bad. The kingdom of heaven is like a wedding. Now is the time to extend the invitation. That's what the church is here for. That's why we do what we do. Our annual church meeting, which starts today at 10:30, has been delayed for 6 months. Church buildings were closed for several months for the first time in living memory. But the church, the family of Jesus, the community of saints, has never been shut down. The church in the West has been in decline for many years, and I'm sure some aspects of that decline will have been accelerated by the current crisis. But it can also become a catalyst for the necessary changes. It can help us to discern God's will for us, for his church today. Our parable challenges us to be dressed appropriately for the heavenly wedding. St. Francis of Assisi, who lived 800 years ago, asked the same question: what is the appropriate dress for a follower of Jesus? He was well off. He was the son of a wealthy silk merchant, but he heard the call of Jesus to give up everything for his kingdom. And so he symbolically took off his rich robes and handed them back to his father. The church was in crisis in his lifetime, and God called Francis to rebuild the church. And that's what he did in obedience to the call of God and with great creativity. For example, he invented a first nativity scene with live animals and people to draw the folk in his village into the story and the miracle of Christmas. What is a disciple? Disciples are those who are learning to live the way of Jesus in their context at this moment. Let me say that again. Disciples are those who are learning to live the way of Jesus in their context at this moment. That's what we're doing together. And we have condensed God's call for us here in Denham at this time in our vision statement. We pray, we welcome, and we share like Jesus. In other words, we put on Christ. God is still in control, and he's faithful. The royal wedding will take place. It hasn't been cancelled. And every day it is one day closer. Let's get ready for it. Let's keep inviting others. Amen.
Namdi is going to lead us in our prayers.
Lord, we thank you that you have called us in this community to be a people of prayer, a people that welcome, and a people that share. We thank you that your harvest is plentiful, but we also know that the laborers are few. And so, Lord, we pray that you, O God, will send more laborers into your harvest field. We are grateful for those that you have used and you have called into your ministry in this church from age to age. We pray that you will continue to empower those who have continued to work in their different roles in this church. Lord, we pray that you will empower them in the days and in the months to come. We pray that you will give them understanding of the task that awaits them, spiritual maturity and strong faith. May they be people of wide vision and sound judgment. We pray that you will strengthen them as they prepare to fulfill their calling, that they will have deep love for you and for the people they serve. We pray that you keep them humble and faithful in their service for the glory of your name. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer, Lord. Lord, yesterday was World Mental Health. We remember those who are troubled in their mind, body, and spirit. Loving God, you are always near to us, especially when we are weak, suffering, and vulnerable. Reach out to those who experience mental illness. Lift their burdens, calm their anxiety, quiet their fears. Surround them with your healing presence that they may know that they are not alone. We pray for their families and their carers. We ask this through Jesus Christ our Lord. Lord, in your mercy, please hear our prayer. Lord, we remember those who have suffered sexual abuse and exploitation in your church. We are so sorry that as a church we have failed you, O God. Lord, we pray that you will shield them with your loving kindness, envelop them in your peace, and bestow your light and truth upon them. May you bestow also your grace of good counsel. As a church, Lord, we have failed you. In betraying the trust, repose on us. Have mercy on us. Renew the life of your church, the church that you died for. Restore its life, Lord. Renew its unity and empower its witness. Lord, we pray that you will make your church fit instrument for the furtherance of your kingdom to the glory of your name. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Let's pray the Christian family prayer together. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.